What? You haven't been to the library lately? Stop in today and see that the library is more than books. Spokane County Library District facilities feature on-site technology, including Wi-Fi, computers, and printers, as well as free use of meeting rooms. The library district offers events and programs for all ages, from story times to career development and employer classes to social security workshops. Our staff is well-trained and happy to help. Find out more about your library at scld.org.
Welcome to the 16 to 24-year-old voice, where healthy relationships matter, where 16 to 24-year-olds are royalty, and their value is front and center. Your host is Karen Bontrager, an associate certified coach through the International Coach Federation, and has coached struggling parents and their 16 to 24-year-old kids. Here's Karen.
Hi, I'm your host, Karen Bontrager, CEO of No Fear and Love Coaching, and today I'm super excited because we have a wonderful guest in our studio, Derek Cutlip of Safe Families in our studio, and we're talking to him about why he thinks it's important to promote healthy relationships with 16 to 24-year-olds, and any wisdom he would like to share about the subject. So welcome, Derek, to the 16 to 24-year-old voice. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Karen, it's good to be here. Thank you so much.
You got a radio voice, ain't you? Can you tell the listeners a bit about yourself?
I have been in this area for just over 30 years. I'm originally from Arizona, born in Houston, Texas. And God kind of orchestrated me to move up in this area with, I would say I landed up here with a lot of foolish wandering, not so much prayer and fasting, but God had his way with me, and I've been serving the Lord in some sort of capacity, whether it's been in radio, in ministry, pastoral, or other organizations, but I've been doing God's work, advancing his kingdom here for 30 years now here in the Inland Northwest, from Sandpoint, Idaho to Colfax, Washington, and throughout the greater Spokane area.
Cool. So why do you think it's important to have a show called the 16 to 24-year-old voice, like to even have a subject about this?
Oh, I think it's vital. We're discovering that young men at that age, 16, 24, they need mentoring. And we are in a generation, an age where we're seeing a lot of absentee fathers. And that is a significant time where those young men need their fathers. We're seeing, take for example, you know, young men, or for any age for that matter, but those that are incarcerated, you know, close to 90% of male or female that are incarcerated nationally in the prison system, almost 90% did not have a healthy relationship with their fathers.
Wow.
So that would communicate to me that if they had a healthy relationship with them, maybe they wouldn't be in prison. Then you take the fact that many of those that are in prison are possibly fathers. So right now they're absent, because just by virtue of being in prison, they are not with their children as well. And so we're seeing something that is, it's just perpetuating. So this idea of not having just this fatherless generation, and I think that can be stemmed to a lot of the societal problems that we face in our culture today.
Well, you have a lot to say about that with Safe Families, and what is kind of the impact of fatherlessness, or young men who don't know what their role is as a father? What do you see as being the regional director of Safe Families?
Just the idea that they're absent, because we're seeing the majority of families that are utilizing the resources of Safe Families, it's single moms.
Okay.
Okay, just by virtue of single moms, they're needing our services, where if there was a father in the picture, chances are they'd probably be in more of a healthier environment where they wouldn't need our services. We want to be proactive. Safe Families was birthed out of Chicago over a dozen years ago. And we're in 36 states. We've been operating here in Spokane, or state of Washington, for just about 10 years now. And I've been the area director here for, for approximately 3 years, just right at 3 years. And it's to avoid being a little bit more proactive approach of avoiding children, having them go through the foster care system.
Can you tell us about an example of maybe like an intake where a recent example, of course, making no names, anonymous, yeah. But what kind of is the process with, say, families?
So it's a family that is in crisis. And like I said, majority of our, probably 9 out of 10 families, the intake calls I receive are single moms. We do get dads, but very rarely. And they are needing two things. They lack two things, and I think that is resources and support. Those are the two things they lack. But there isn't neglect or abuse, so we don't need to get the state involved. And this is where we come alongside as the church to help this family to bring those two things that they so desperately need, support and resources. So we will act kind of like a foster care system, but it's not. Well, we will have volunteers known as host families, and they will care for those children. It could be an overnight stay, it could be a week or two, it could be a month, a few months, depending on the impact of the crisis that the family is experiencing at the time.
Yeah.
But then that's not what it's about. It's not just about this glorified babysitting where we're taking care of the kids. Mm-hmm. And then mom wants them back, and then she's back doing some of the things that probably making poor choices or whatever. Mm. What we want to do is we have other components of our volunteer team where we'll have someone, we'll come alongside the biological mom and direct her to the resources she needs, provide that support, provide that encouragement to love her unconditionally where she's at, and direct her to those resources to where she can be in a better place to make better choices for herself and for her children. So that's part of the coaching that we also provide, you know, from the church as well.
Wow. Is there anything that you do, like, for example, have you seen like a recent example of such a success story where you came in and it was a young mom, maybe 19, 20, 22, 23, of just you came in and you just gave them that support that they needed to get them where they needed to be?
Absolutely. We had a young mom who had two little ones, a 2 and a 4-year-old, in a place where she reached out to us, and she was making poor choices. And I'll be the first one to admit, Karen, that I can see a young mom, you know, at a local grocery store or whatever, and I can see her with, you know, 3-4 kids in tow, and it's like, you know, woman, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
But I can put on my judgment hat better than anyone else out there. Mm. And it's time for me and for others, and specifically the church, to strip that. We cannot walk in this area of judgment. We are called to love and love again, regardless of how she got there at that place. And so I got a call from a young mom, and she had two little ones. She had a warrant out for arrest, and she was making poor choices. She had several boyfriends, et cetera, et cetera. And so she called, and she was homeless. And we had one of my volunteers from a church up north, Turning Point, took in those kids and initially had those children for approximately 6 weeks. And then mom wanted them back, but she still wasn't in a place. But we also recognize that mom's in control. We're not here to take her kids away. We're not a government agency. Mm. We're not going
to
take
these
kids.
That's great to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
We let her know from the initial intake that she's in control. So she wants her kids back. She wants her kids back. But the host family was also acting as coach and was coming alongside mom and working with her as well and building that relationship. It's a biblical model of hospitality and relationship is what Safe Families for Children is all about. So as they were building, this went on for approximately 18 months.
Wow.
So the kids would come back, and then they would leave and come back, and they would leave. And she was a place where she knew she had to turn herself in. And finally, she was able to go into treatment. Mm-hmm. And she went in treatment for 2 months, and then eventually found herself in Ogden Hall, which is a ministry of Union Gospel Mission. And from there, she got the right tools and the resources, and it's a huge success story. And now she is not living on the streets. She is functional, she is job, and she's in the church, and she has a great relationship with her two little ones. And that was by virtue of what Safe Families and our volunteer family that did for this. And it was a long 18 months, but it was certainly worth it.
Wow, we will be back with Derek Cutlip after this break.
Congratulations! You found where Spokane talks online. Tell your friends.
Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.
A special thank you to our friends at Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, the official coffee supplier here at Spokane Talks Online.
Rob Curley, editor of the Spokesman Review.
Spokane isn't really like anything I've ever seen. I love that we're one of the smallest cities in America with its own symphony. I love that we host the biggest 3-on-3 tournament, that we have this huge road race. I love that the highest rated hotel in all of Washington is in Spokane. I love that on any given night within one block, you can have 3 Grammy winners playing. I've never seen anything like it.
Online, in print, the Spokesman Review. Subscribe to the experience.
Welcome back to the 16 to 24 year old voice. And if you are just joining us, we are talking with Derek Cutlip from Safe Families about Safe Families and the experiences that he's had with mothers who have been in crisis and their families, and how he's just taking care of them and really turn their lives around. And also, Derek is involved with the Spokane Fatherless Committee. So can you tell us a little bit about that and why you choose to be in this committee?
Well, and I'll even back up almost 4 years ago where God really, my degree is in broadcast communications. I mean, this is what I do for a living. I've pastored, I've been in radio full time. I'm still in radio. But God kind of took me on this little path with this arena of orphan care. Mm-hmm. And it was about almost 4 years ago where I believe he really spoke to me in the area of widow and orphan. And those are the two vital relationships that we have that have been manifested from heaven, mm-hmm. that he ordained us to walk in holy matrimony, and that basically as the church, we're his bride, so he's our husband. Mm-hmm. And so we need to walk that out and flesh that out as he commanded Adam and Eve, you know, in Genesis, to be fruitful, multiply. Mm. And we've seen the enemy come against that, the area of marriage. And we're seeing marriage, and you want to destroy the nation, destroy the church. Mm. You want to destroy the church, destroy the family. Mm-hmm. And family covenant was birthed in the garden. God uses the church, no doubt, and that's his vehicle, that's his instrument to advance his kingdom. But the church was birthed in Acts, where the family was birthed in the garden. And so you want to have a healthy church, you need healthy families. And so it really begins with holy matrimony. And the other area of orphan, that's our other relationship, that God calls us to care for the orphan. And it's widow and orphan. As you see over 45 times, Scripture says to care for the widow and the orphan. And also the idea that we, by virtue, adopted into his family, we can call him father. Mm-hmm. He's our daddy. So we've been adopted. And I think really God is really calling the church now in this area of orphan care or the spirit of adoption, as we just talked about in the last segment.
Talk more about that spirit of adoption.
Yeah, the fatherlessness and challenging, number one, caring for the orphan, but then challenging the men out there who are fathers to, and I'm sure they were orphaned. They don't know how to father. So again, it's perpetual. And so this idea of really challenging them, giving them the hope and the resources and the tools they need to equip them to be the fathers that God called them to be. So, I mean, it's so well-rounded. The church really needs to step up in this area. For example, and I think I was sharing you this with you earlier, that I lost my father just a year and a half ago. He died at the age of 83. I had a wonderful relationship with my parents. Would have been 60 years marriage this April. They were still married, and so I was modeled a great mom and dad, and it was amazing. So my mom lives in Yuma, Arizona, and she's a widow, okay? But I don't think that's the widow that God refers to out of Scripture. A widow is that 22-year-old that has three children, and she doesn't have someone to support her. And I'm not talking just financially, but someone who can't come alongside.
Like emotionally, relationally. Relationally. Like be in there with her.
Yeah, you know? And so God always ties in the widow and orphan, and that's a woman without a husband and a father, children, orphans without a father. Mm-hmm. And so it's really key. You could take every societal ill, you know, crime and murder and robbery and theft and abortion and pornography and homelessness and hunger and poverty. You can, all those are all tied in with the lack of fathers. So it's really key. And I love this one quote.
Yeah, read it.
I love this quote. And it was from a movie called Irreplaceable, put on by Focus on the Family, released back in 2014. We created a culture where it's okay for guys to get away with a bunch of stuff. What that means for a guy in terms of a baby, if he understood that the value of life is not something just to be thrown away so you can move on with the rest of your life. This is why I deal with women. Moms that I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Where's the dad? If a guy knows that he has some responsibility, I think that would bring about a change in society. I think fathers are so important to society. I mean, who wants a society where fathers feel it's okay to walk away, where dads feel it's okay to walk away on their pregnant partner? Men need to be called up. They need some rite of passage that calls them up and says, you're a man now. You're going to have some responsibilities. I mean, I have to say this is an issue that I understand. I have to say I think that the issue of fatherlessness comes to the very root of the problems that are affecting society today.
Wow.
Yeah. And if there are people out there who think that, well, women can do it all. And I'll tell you, single moms are heroes of mine.
Yeah,
they are doing a lot.
But I hear a but coming.
Yeah.
I hear a but.
And if they think that they don't need a, I would challenge them and say, if they don't need a husband or a father for their children, I would challenge them, if any of you were raised without your fathers, do you wish he was around? And the women I do ask that question, they say yes, they wish they were. So don't rob that from yourself now and for your children.
Wow. So in the Spokane Fatherless Initiative, what do you see is kind of the goal of it? Like, what is the main thing? I know it's to address fatherlessness, but is there like a specific goal that you guys have agreed to?
I want the church to engage in the spirit of adoption. That the church needs to take on this head on, this issue of fatherlessness. What that actually looks like and how that's going to be manifested, I have so many ideas, but it's whatever God wants it to look like. But I truly believe if we want to see revival in the church needs to repent. And if we want to see transformation in the community, the church needs to engage in this area of fatherlessness. Mm-hmm. That means getting out of our comfort zones. That means taking in orphans, whatever that looks like, whether that is through the foster care system, whether that is actually adopting, whether that's through
taking
a ministry.
Action.
Taking real action,
not just
stepping
talk.
Out of the four walls
okay.
and going to West Central, going to Hilliard, going to the impoverished areas of the greater Spokane area, where there is a lot of, 6, 8, 10-year-old boys. I say boys, girls as well, but that do not have that significant mentor, that role model in their life as a father, and step up and be the father figure and to encourage these young men and women who are young that don't have fathers. And to, you know what we want? I think more than anything that we want in life before we ever die is we want a father's blessing. And these children are being robbed of their childhood because they don't have fathers, and the church needs to step up and give them that father's blessing, and you see them light up. You see a lot of these kids, these athletes, that end up making it on the arena of a football field or a basketball court, in the college or professional level. It is wonderful. And there are many of those that didn't have fathers, and they don't care about all the yelling and screaming. They want to see one person in those stands, and that one person, they want to see their dad. And unfortunately, they don't. And that's that emptiness. And I would also challenge those who didn't have a father, don't ever compare your experience of your earthly dad with the love, the unconditional love of your heavenly dad. There is a God that absolutely loves you, and he will always be there for you and be the replacement. But that doesn't relinquish the idea that the church needs to step in and care for these orphans and take on the role of being a father.
Wow. So in the fatherless committee, I know I'm a part of it, but we have an event coming up very soon. Can you tell us a little bit about that event?
It's a few years in the making, but I'm real excited about it. It is the Spokane Fatherhood Conference. It's taking place at the Lincoln Center, just north of downtown, just near the arena. And it's from 9 to 4, and everyone is invited. $20 cost, that includes lunch. And it's from on the 20th. It's Friday, the 20th of this month, just a little over.
So what do you think is going to be achieved at this conference? We had a November 30th conference, and what do you think was achieved there, and what is that, like a stepping stone to what's going to happen on the 20th?
I think the one back in November was to challenge leaders in the church, the pastors in the church, to engage the rest of their congregation to enter into this dialogue of fatherlessness and to participate in this event. So I think we're expecting a lot more here beyond just leaders, but those within the church. I think we're going to see a threefold thing. I think we're going to see the condition and the welfare of orphans, the homeless, poverty, all these things that this is the problem, the root cause is fatherlessness. Okay.
Got it.
And I think it's going to be a time where the church can repent. And, we fail in this area. And you have called us, God, in this arena of widows and orphans to care for the welfare of children, because God loves children. And then the third part is the call to action, that we're going to have many resources and sponsors and ministries there where they can, quote unquote, sign on the dotted line, where they can be involved. There's no excuse. God is through repentance, God is shifting their hearts. God is turning them into a direction where I cannot be paralyzed by this issue anymore. I must be motivated. And so we're going to, again, right there, have the resources and the tools that they can be involved in. There's going to be so many ministries involved there that they can be involved in.
It's super exciting, the work that we're doing in Spokane on fatherlessness. What would you like to see happen at the event that would directly impact your work with these wonderful, you know, young moms with these children, these 16 to 24 year old young moms? What would you like to see, like your vision? We only have a little bit of time, but what would that be?
Selfishly, I wouldn't see the church really get plugged into Safe Families. I think it can do a great work to advance God's kingdom, to come alongside these young mothers, to come alongside their children, and to offer them hope, and to offer them those resources and that support that they so desperately need, because they have no family support. And we're tired of them turning to the government, because the government's failed them. So I don't want the church to fail them. So that's probably where I would like to see them, is really engage in the ministry of Safe Families for Children. That's what it is, Safe Families for Children.
So what is the website for Safe Families for Children?
Safe Families for Children is safe-families.org. And they can contact, get more information from there.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much, Derek, for sharing your wisdom with us about the 16 to 24-year-old voice, and also telling us about Safe Families and this wonderful Spokane Fatherless Initiative. We're so grateful. And thank you, listeners, for staying tuned. And remember, a healthy relationship is like an infinite fountain. Its waters continuously nourish the soul.
The 16 to 24-year-old voice is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. We wish you a great day.
Snoring can disrupt marriages and cause serious health problems. Call Sleep Better Northwest first, the experts in dental sleep medicine. Their medically approved, custom-fit oral appliances will have both you and your partner sleeping better and being more productive throughout your day. Don't wait. Snoring and sleep apnea can signal potential strokes or heart attacks. For more information, visit needbettersleepnow.com and download our health guide today. Sleep Better Northwest, the experts in dental sleep medicine.